This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a three-day visit to Algeria, today visited the Maqam-e-Jahid, the Martyrs Memorial, and laid a wreath. President Murmu also visited the National Museum of Mujahid that preserves the memories of Algeria's struggle against French colonialism. Later, the President was accorded a warm welcome at the El Mouradia Palace, where the bilateral meeting with the Algerian President, Abdelmadjid Tebboune, and other delegation-level talks are underway. The President will also address the Algeria-India Economic Forum later in the evening today. India has strongly rejected claims that the Indian High Commissioner in Canada and other diplomats are persons of interest in a matter related to an investigation in that country. In response to diplomatic communication from Canada regarding the matter, the External Affairs Ministry termed these as preposterous imputations and ascribed them to the political agenda of the Trudeau government that is centred around vote bank politics. It pointed out that since Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made certain allegations in September last year, the Canadian government has not shared a shred of evidence with India, despite many requests. New Delhi said this latest step follows interactions that have again witnessed assertions without any fact. The ministry stressed that this leaves little doubt that on the pretext of investigation, there is a deliberate strategy of smearing India for political gains. The ministry said Sanjay Kumar Verma is India's senior most serving diplomat with a distinguished career spanning 36 years. It said the aspersions cast on him by the government of Canada are ludicrous and deserve to be treated with contempt. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar inaugurated the eMigrate V2.0 web portal and mobile app in New Delhi today. The eMigrate portal has 2.81 lakh registered foreign employers. It promotes safe and legal mobility channels for Indian migrants. Addressing the inaugural event, Dr. Jaishankar asserted that the launch of the portal is a testament to the government's efforts to create safer, more transparent and inclusive mobility for Indians and protecting the rights and dignity of Indian workers in foreign lands. He said it also aligns with Goal 10 of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development Goals. The External Affairs Minister stated that there is a global need for workers who have domain-specific knowledge of their field. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has assured that the trial for the murder of NCP leader Baba Siddiqui will be conducted in a fast-track court. Speaking to reporters in Mumbai, he asserted that no individual found guilty will be spared. In a related development, the Mumbai police today presented the third accused in the case, Praveen Lonkar, before the court. Lonkar was apprehended in Mumbai yesterday. He has been remanded to police custody until the 21st of this month. Praveen Lonkar and his brother Shubham, who is currently absconding, are suspected masterminds behind Siddiqui's murder. The fifth National Water Awards 2023 were announced in New Delhi today. Odisha has bagged the first prize in the category of Best State, followed by Uttar Pradesh in the second position. Gujarat and Puducherry have jointly secured the third position. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the awards in New Delhi on the 22nd of this month. The Tamil Nadu Met Department has forecast unprecedented heavy rain in four districts for next 3 days because of low pressure developed in the southeast Bay of Bengal. It is expected to make a landfall between South Andhra and North Tamil Nadu. The trough is expected to move westwards and northwestwards towards the coast of North Tamil Nadu in the ensuing days. Chief Minister M.K. Stalin today reviewed the preparedness in view of the rain alert. Deputy Chief Minister, Chief Secretary and other top officials and district collectors attended the meeting. The 2024 Nobel Prize in Economics has been given to U.S.-based economists Darren Acemoglu, Simon Johnson and James Robinson for their groundbreaking research on how institutions shape prosperity. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences praised their work for highlighting the role of strong societal institutions in fostering economic growth, reducing inequality and improving the rule of law. And with that, we end this news bulletin.